Proclamation number 6808 of 17th of April, 1957. Shaping Earth life faithfully. However your earthly life may turn out, you will be held by my love and always guided such that you will be able to successfully cover it for your soul. People's different destinies are also due to their different predispositions. Everyone needs different aids, and the different situations in life therefore offer enough of them. But since you humans are used to seeing with earthly eyes, you pay far more attention to physical than to spiritual success, and a difficult earthly fate rather appears to you as a lack of love on my part, where it nevertheless testifies to increased love from me. For I know where an evenly carefree life free of strokes of fate can lead to a flattening of the soul, to indifference towards everything, thus to a standstill of spiritual development. But I have given you life as a human being on this earth so that you should reach the ultimate aim of becoming free from every cover which still burdens the soul. And therefore I also give you the possibilities to reach this aim, which, however, you don't recognize as such because your body often has to suffer or go without if the soul is to win. And in the last days before the end you will have to suffer particularly many harsh strokes of fate, for you will completely forget the purpose of your earthly life. You will only live for your body, for your earthly well-being, and you will completely ignore the soul. It is to live in want if I don't come to its aid. But as soon as you humans also see, long for, my will, my fatherly care and suffering in hardship, in hard strokes of fate or in difficult situations in life, you will not feel everything so difficult, for then you will already be on the right path. You turn to me in every adversity of body and soul, and then your soul will also derive the right benefit from all events which painfully affect the body. For whatever comes upon you, you can always feel safe in my love. You can know that you are cared for by my love, and also fully trustingly expect that I will lead you out of every adversity. For I truly neither lack love nor power. I only want to see the aim achieved, that you direct your thoughts and eyes spiritually and not just pay attention to the world alone. For you can recognize clearly enough that I try to kill worldly desires in you through all kinds of strokes of fate. And I know every individual person's will. I know what he most longs for. And I also know what dangers threaten his soul if he is taken captive by the world, if he only lives for the world. And I know from eternity how every soul's will is directed, and its earthly existence is determined according to this will, but without forcing this will in this or that direction. Again and again he can use it freely and thus, as it were, also shape his earthly life according to his will. Nevertheless, I will always let every event take effect in such a way that the soul can derive its advantages from it. The human being can certainly shape his earthly life and believe that he is in control of his own destiny. But he will never be able to determine the effect of his actions, because I myself have reserved the right to help where the soul is in danger of falling completely flat. Yet even my plans of salvation, my visible guidance or even fateful interventions will never force but only guide or help the human being to remember his actual purpose of earthly life and his associated task. Therefore all difficulties of earthly life should not frighten the person who has already entered into a bond with me, for they only serve him towards perfection, and he always knows a master who can straighten out everything that is crooked. And the others shall learn to turn to that master, and they will only then desire or accept my help when they recognize their own lack of strength in great adversity. As long as people's eyes and thoughts are not yet spiritually directed, they often have to be touched harshly. It is to be proven to them that they themselves are not master of their life's fate, that it is rather determined by another, and to this other they now have to hand themselves over. Then even the most difficult earthly life need not frighten them. After all, it is only imposed on them by me because I want to win their soul for a life of beatitude, which will make everything. Even the most difficult earthly fate, and will last forever. Amen.